Okay, so we're beginning again a new chapter in the Pele Yoetz. We're on page 74, Ayin Dalet, in the very special Indian, an Indian which, unfortunately, to be honest, not everybody is so careful about. You know, as you go through life.
Be a good person with a good heart, but yeah, still but, getting caught with mistakes.
Now, there's two things in the Torah. There's Gezel and there's Gneva. There's, you know, what is the difference between Gezel and Gneva? So Gezel is the more brazen version. Gneva is the more, you know, it's under the dish. Yeah, you're using the office printer for your own personal work. You didn't ask permission. Right. Again, these things become very vague. You have to have correct. You have the clear, you know, agreement between people. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, these things are much more under the table. This, we're talking about Gezel. Straight up, you go to a guy, he's at the ATM, you put the gun behind his head and said, give me your money.
Reach for the sky.
Yeah. And he's not saying it in an inspirational way. Like, reach for the sky. He's not. Give me your money. I'm taking your money. All right. We know already. Chazal speaks about this, how terrible and how chomer the Indian of Gezel is. Meaning they could have done all their terrible, terrible things and they would not have passed away and been killed for that purpose, except for the fact that they started doing one thing, Gezel. The Kozman Shegezel Beyada ain't tefillas nishmas. A person has Gezel in their hands, we're talking about literally, you stole, you misappropriated, something of that nature, your tefillah is not nishma. Can you imagine? There's so many people who are davening for kids, davening for a shidduch, davening for a parnasa, and the reason why it's not is because in the corner of their house, they decided, they moseyed on to their, you know, to their friends and said, you know what, this doesn't belong, it belongs to me. Or you decide, whatever reason, somehow, some way, you have Hashavas HaVeda that you have a word that you're using inappropriately, you're not returning back. It's a very scary thing.
So even with a minion, you're not hurt?
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Even with a minion of many people, doesn't hear you because that can push your prayers off.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very scary thing. So Gzar Dinu Sheldor Amabo Ela Al Gezel. They could have done everything. But at the end of the day, that's why they got killed. Person's tefillahs are not being listened to because why? That thing is blocking your koyach tefillah. It's a very scary thing. Do you want me to translate that? You are fed in the next world, in your mouth, hot burning coals, and you're gonna have to come back to this world as a Gilgul. You got to do it all over again. You think this life is hard? Can you imagine how much harder it will be when you have to pay back all the gezel that you stole? As it says in the Sefer Yisrael, I wish I knew what Sefer this was. I'll take a look at it afterwards. There's an interesting story, I guess, that Yisrael Baal Shem is in the Baal Shem Tov, where somebody came back, some type of story where somebody came back as a horse. And how much and how terrible it was that this person had to fight. He lived a life of complete avdus. Nobody treats horses, even today where we have something called pita, they ain't treating the horses as nice as they used to. as nice as they should be. I mean, it's a very hard life. Well, it's a very hard life, you know? Okay, whatever the point. You never know there's a human inside there. I'm saying, you never know. Right? You know, they have nowadays, they have the horse race. They treat them like mamish kings, right? They go out to stag. They sit and chill all day, give them whatever food they want. That's if they won, like, you know, the Preakness, and they won, this, if anybody knows, they're familiar with what I'm talking about, right? The horse races, right? They won the Triple Crown. Then they chew. But if you don't win the Triple Crown, I'm sorry, Daisy's going to the back of the barn and getting a face full of lead and becoming glue. All right, that's what it is. Because why? Unfortunately, it's a reality that we don't treat them so nicely. So could you imagine coming back as a Gilgul? You're stuck in this body. You know, they talk about the biggest fear. It's one of my irrational fears. God forbid I go into a coma, but not that you're like dead, and certainly not that you're not understanding what's going on. And there's actually an actual fact. People that have come out of a comas have reported that for 3 years, they're completely paralyzed, completely stuck, couldn't move their eyes, couldn't move their mouth. They thought pretty much they were just comatose and they were vegetables. And they were screaming in their heads, screaming, please help me, I'm stuck in here. Can you imagine that? Being stuck in your own body. It's impossible. Can you imagine being stuck as a gorilla? What? That's Pacha B'chadim. Your cousin came out of it and said that. That's scary.
He said he could hear everything.
It's basically being buried alive without being buried.
That's
so scary. Can you imagine? Being buried alive is like one of the scary things. He used to actually do in the olden days, the medieval days, used to have a bell attached to a string inside the actual kever. Why? Because sometimes people were officially appointed as dead, you know, declared as dead. They would bury them, and then they could hear a scratching in the ground, and people would literally be buried alive. So they developed this system where they would have a bell with a string down inside, and if the guy was still alive, they'd be able to ring the bell. Imagine that. Can you imagine nothing scarier than waking up? Let's say you fell, you hit your head, you're not showing signs of life. You know, and this witch doctor in the 1400s decides, oh, he's dead because, you know, we poured leech on him and nothing's working. You know, like, and what happens? Nothing, no response. What do? They bury you 6 feet deep. And you wake up and you're in your own coffin. You can't get out. So kavachomer, bin benoy shel kavachomer. Being a Gilgal stuck in this world as an animal. Can you imagine that? I will say over this story once, that I've said it over 4 times, I'll say it over again. And the person that I know this swears that this story happened, 100% swears. It was like, it must have been around 3 o'clock in the morning, he was sitting at the Kaisel. And he was going through something, a challenge, some issue, and he's davening there at the Kaisel, it was late at night. And he sees, it was like nobody there. I think it was like slightly raining or was about to rain. Nobody was there for what And he sees a cat come up to the kaisel, like goes up to the wall, puts his 2 paws on the kaisel, goes meow meow. it's not Tan Schwartz, you know what it is. He's like I'm hallucinating or I don't know what's going on. He says meow meow, and then now you're not gonna believe this part. You're not gonna believe. If you believed up until this point, Vesader. But this part you won't. He walked backwards. The cat walked backwards away from the kaisel. You know what people do, right? They walk backwards. The cat did that. Why? Because listen, there's a concept of a Gilgal Neshama. I know there's a particular person I know. He every cat that he sees, he goes, "I'm going to kill you." Thank you. Yeah, exactly. He knows. Yeah. Why? No, I heard it from Nathan Schwartz directly. Anyway, the kids are mice. What's the point? The point is that can you imagine? There's nothing scarier than being stuck in this world as a gorilla, and you're in the zoo. And your real name is Shloimi, and you had 4 kids, and you were stupid, and you decided, you know what, you got into a fight with your brother, and it was a fight over Yerusha, and really Api Halacha, he was the one actually who got it, but you felt it was absolutely incorrect and not right, and you stormed into his house, you made up as a shtick that you went into his house, and you took back that trophy that your father won in 1975, that, you know, for chess, whatever stupid, you realize Yerusha, how stupid Yerusha fights are, that's over the most ridiculous, inane things, because it has a sentimental value to it, so you're over on Gazelle, and you're stuck as a gorilla in a zoo. That's what it is. What's the problem? You're stuck in a gorilla. And your name's Shlomi, and you have 4 kids, and you're sitting there, and you're being fed popcorn by some little schnook, you know? This is what your life is. Was it worth it?
I went under 4 kids.
Oh. V'yesh al ma'im rabbi sinin zokhan levarach ha-shamro. Sh'al aver she'bed av mechaber ein yoyim ha-kippur mechaber ad she'irat ez chaveroi. That's someone who steals. Specifically, when it comes to ben av mechaveroi, matters be man and man. Even Yom Kippur is not mechaper for. Even Yom Kippurim does not fix it. What does that mean? Should serve loy masha afila aver shebenam lamakoim einim chalim ad sheyoshev sakzelu v'yiratz chaveroi. Even for stolen items, if you let until you return it and you make and you your maratza your friend, you make sure that he's okay and you guys are you ask the mechila properly. Mechila is not going to happen. The chaval of the mishkachin shenasalam gezel keheter machmas also shino Hashem. Ubashim charifus vecharitzus v'shtalis yikarov v'noisin hadayis. Well, it's terrible. It's horrible. People at this point, this is something that we have to be very, very makbid on. Gezel daraisa, gezel darabon, all gzeilas. You throw it all in. Avak gezel, avak l'shahara. Let's put into that also. Throw all the avers in there, right? But specifically, gezel, it is pachad. Okay, like we said before, I can't imagine how many people are out there in the world that need parnasa, need a shidduch, they have shalom bayis problems, they're davening for something, and nothing's going. I feel like nothing's moving. And why is again? Because you have that stupid little memorabilia that you decided you want to take. You felt that you've somehow figured out why it's okay that you're allowed to take it. Sometimes when something is not really hefker that you decide is hefker, it's a very scary thing. That's one of like the real, real scary things. You think it's hefker? You stumble the person's mafker. It's a pachad norim. So, Ritz Hashem Yisbarach, we should work on this nakuda, and we'll pick this up later. Okay.